This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. How are you doing today, coach?
Tired, Harold, but other than that, I'm doing well.
Well, coach, let's reflect back just a little bit before we get started on Friday night's game. This was our fifth contest. Now, the first two, we had two scrimmages to get started with the season. Then we played two 6A schools. Yeah. We tied Glenn Academy, which was in our opinion a great victory, a moral victory anyway. And then we faced Brunswick High, which is one of the top teams in the state in 6A. And
yeah, they're ranked seventh right now.
Ranked seventh in the state in 6A. So that says a lot about the type of competition we've played.
Pretty a little tougher than I had hoped for.
Yeah, we didn't fare so well on the scoreboard, but we did come out fairly injury-free, and our kids played hard in that ball game. Now, an old nemesis, a team that we have rarely handled, Charlton County. They're single A, thank goodness. They're in a different region, thank goodness. And they came on up here to Buccaneer Field, and we had gone down there last year, and we beat them at their own home.
So yeah, they came got us up, back this Friday.
They got us back this Friday. And in a not-so-pretty ball game, I would say. But and the final score was 23-8.
Why don't 22-8.
22-8, excuse me.
Don't give me any more points,
okay. go ahead. Why don't you tell us the highlights of the game?
Well, we didn't open up with any highlights. We won the toss, and they pooch kicked onside, a little kick up in the air to the front line, and we dropped it. They got the ball back on about our 35 and drove in and scored and got a quick score on us, 7-0, and we broke a big run that we, you know, kind of expected to break sometime in the game. I didn't know he was going to go 97 yards with it, but he did, and so we went and decided to go for two, because I didn't think they could stop as long as we didn't stop ourselves. And so we went for two, got in, and led 8-7 for most of the ball game, you know, into the fourth quarter.
We sure did. That was it. Those two scores were, a matter of fact, that touchdown that we scored came on the last play of the first quarter. So for the second and third quarter, there was no more scoring. It was a pretty tough defensive battle. And then we get into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So we get in the fourth quarter, and we held them to 130 yards rushing and 71 passing. And a lot of those rushing yards came, you know, in under 2 minutes with them leading 15-8.
Yeah.
And the one big pass play, we had a busted coverage. We somehow called our corner up close to stay in the flats, and we told us the safety jumped the flats, so we had number one deep on that side.
Yeah,
it was miscommunication between the two young men. Other than that, they played a pretty good ball game, but that particular play hurt.
It did. The quarterback was getting tackled as he released the ball,
yeah.
And the receiver made a very good catch on it.
Yes, it did. He made a very good catch. That put them up in the fourth quarter, 15-8. And, you know, before that, we had a chance to go up two scores. We got down to the five, and one of our running backs ran backwards and on third down and put us in a fourth and long. We didn't score. So that was a chance to go up, you know, by probably two scores. We went for two again.
Right.
And then, so anyway, they scored. It's 15-8. We get the ball back, and we open up like we did against Glenn with our play action, and we hit it right off the bat. And we go down to the 10-yard line and really had a chance to tie or win the ball game. We ran the ball down to the five, fumbled, got it back on the eight, and ran it back down to the four or five, arguably, and then the snap rolled back to the quarterback, and we missed the play. Probably could have walked in the end zone. The hole was huge. we just, you know, hats off to Charlton. They played a great ball game, but we hurt ourselves, you know, dropping an onside kick, a busted coverage, and we hadn't had a fumble or a center quarterback mishaps all year long through 16 quarters. And we had five of them Friday night. So it's hard to win against a good team when you limit yourself. We only had 37 offensive plays, and five of them were dropped snaps. So that's only two possessions a quarter. Charlton County came ready to play. We played hard. We just made a few too many mistakes to win that ball game.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It looked like the momentum changed instantly at the first of the game because that pooch kick went up in the air. And I thought that it looked like one of your running backs was over there, and I thought he was going to stick his hand up for a fair catch, but he didn't. And it bounced out, and there was a big scrum for it, and it seemed like kind of deflated the team a little bit right there at that point.
We gave up 7 points off that.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
But that 93-yard touchdown run. Really ignited the team. Austin Crosby made one heck of a run, breaking a lot of tackles at the line, and then outrunning the pursuit.
He had 13 carries, 120 yards, and a touchdown Friday night. We actually outgained Charlton. We had 258 yards offense to their 201.
Wow. I did not know that. That's
even with some drop snaps.
Well, they had some talent on both sides of the ball.
When I said when we dropped the snap, we didn't turn the ball over once Friday night.
Right.
But when you drop a snap, you lose that down. And in our offense, we can't lose a down. We are determined to move the chains 3, 4, and 5 yards at a time. So do the math. If you lose a down, that's tough.
It really is. Instead of getting three downs to make a first down, now you've got two downs to make it. Unless you're – I know up in the booth, we try to figure out sometimes, okay, it's third and five. Are we going to – is this two-down territory?
Oh, yeah.
And we're looking and we're debating up there whether or not you will. And, of course, the opinion is, well, let's see what we get on third down. Because if you can't make a substantial gain, then you're going to have to punt.
I was a little aggravated at myself for not opening up the play-action game earlier. But we only punted twice. We were moving the ball. Mm-hmm. We only punted twice, and then when the game plan was to keep the game, if the game was close, to open up play action in the fourth quarter to win the ball game. And we opened it up. It was successful. We got in the end zone against Glenn. This time we didn't. We had two snaps that we bobbled and had to fall on.
Yeah, we only had two passes, and I believe, and they were both completed.
We called more than that. A couple times he broke and ran.
Yeah. Well, more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and be aggressive.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets RX. Well, Coach, we were talking about some of the problems we had against the Charlton County Indians in this last ball game. I know special teams was a lot of problems in that game Friday night, dropping punts, letting punts roll away.
Yeah, our return game was non-existent Friday night in the return. Return area, we've got to do a much better job of fielding the ball and deciding when to let it go, when to fair catch it, when to return it. That's a point of emphasis for this week.
And, you know, on the kids' part, it's sometimes difficult. I know that you coach them to sometimes say, okay, if it's at a certain spot, let it go. but they don't know if it's, and nobody does, if it's going to hit the ground and go straight up and stop, or if it's going to just take off and roll 20 yards down the field. And when the defense is approaching at high speed, you know, sometimes it's difficult to make that decision to try to get it. And if you don't get it, then it's a fumble, and the other team's got probably an easy ball. So the kicking game is important, and it's such a difficult thing sometimes to figure out who to put back there and to get the job done.
It wasn't too bad on the kickoff return, but on the punt return, I like for them to make the decision on whether we're going to fair catch the ball, return the ball, or let it hit.
And right.
Right now we're not doing a very good job of that. We're indecisive. Those two young men are good players. They're eventually going to get it, but right now we haven't. So we're going to have to either get better at it or make a switch, you know, in that area, take some pressure off of them. They're playing both ways, so may find somebody who's only playing one way that can focus on that.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you in the game, too, you had a lot of kids playing both ways at times and then subbing for them to get them breathers at different parts of the game. And
I felt pretty good about most everything we did, except for about four plays that took us out of the ball game.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff was pretty good. I don't know that Charlton really wants to have to play us again.
I would say they don't. Now, their quarterback was very athletic, ran the ball well, ran his offense well.
Yeah.
Very strong arm.
Yeah, he did. Quarterback's a good ball player. I think they're in a good scheme. Old number two running back, the offensive line does what it does well. They create some problems on your front. Running back gets in there, runs the daylight, and finds a hole. And
he's very good at it.
And then they have a pretty good vertical game. They throw some quick balls well, and they're solid. Always, they're well coached. They're a historically good program, so they're well coached. And just a good little rivalry. I hope they want to continue to play, so I'm going to try to schedule them again next 2 years.
Good. I wish you would. It's always a good rivalry, and of course, we're going to see their quarterback again next year, and that running back too. They were both juniors, so
yeah, I don't know what grade the number six linebacker was in. He's a good ball player too.
He was. We saw quite a few folks making.
Well, nose guard. He was tough.
Mm-hmm. Their line was tough. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we've talked about the ball game, and now you're going to have to, you've already highlighted the two areas that y'all are going to be working on this week. And we get to play and that was not a sub-region game for us, even though it was single A, but we do have our first sub-region game coming up. First region game, and that will be Bryan County.
Yeah, I mean, everything we've done now is all preseason on me, whatever you want to call it. What matters is whether we won or lost those ball games is the region games. Everybody, whether you won or lost, is no wins and no losses going into this week for region play. So
that's good the way they set it up, because teams can go out and not win a game to start with, but once they get into the region, that's where they all count.
We've had a lot of practice games. I'd like to be a little better than we are right now, but our kids are playing hard. I don't have any fault with that. We've just got to polish up and, get ready. If we're playing an average team, that would have been fine. We could probably recover from those mistakes. But when the game is so tight that literally three, four, or five things turn the ball game, that's tough. So we've got to get a little better in that department. But we're looking. I think we're going to be fine. We play Bryan County Friday night. We're going to try to do a blackout and excitement for the region. So we're going to wear black, red, and gold uniforms.
Okay.
Go from there, see if we can take all this practice we've been doing and look good.
Well, your team looks like they're in real good condition. They play hard from the first whistle down to the last whistle. We don't see any quit in them.
No, they play hard. They're enjoyable to coach, too. They'll play hard. Sometimes it can get disheartened. I think that's what happened in the last 2 minutes of the game. We gave up that little cheesy score. But other than that, they played well. And then Bryan County's going to come in. They're an improved team. They won a ball game already this year. They run a ball control style offense and an old wing team, much older than mine. They'll run it. They'll play a 3-4 looking defense or a 5-3 sometimes. However you want to call it, 3-5, 5-3. That's what they interchange with the safety walking in and out of the box.
They're still
a young team, but they're a year older, a year stronger in the weight room. They're not a bad football team. We need to play well, and I don't want to make the same mistakes twice. So.
Well, and Bryan County was in 2A not too many years ago, and they've dropped back down to single A.
They won a ball game earlier this year, and then they played Lincoln County to a 22-0 game, which was good. You know, everybody expected a 56-0 ball game, and they played hard. And then I don't remember what they've done. I got their some of their games mixed up in my head right now, but I think they've won one, lost two.
I hope we'll have it all together.
Yeah, they played East Lawrence, the other team that they played. I was having trouble remembering. I kept wanting to call them Dublin. I knew they didn't play Dublin. Same county.
Yeah. They have, three teams up there in Lawrence County. A lot to choose from. Kind of at a loss of words here, Coach. We've covered so much. How is the JV doing?
We did last week. We played Richmond Hill and Bryan County, in fact. JV played in a jamboree format. We lost to Richmond Hill 7-0, but we're down the goal line, didn't score. Then we beat Bryan County's JV 14-0. And then some JV's got their third or fourth outing coming up this Thursday against Brantley County here. It'll be their first home game.
Okay.
We have almost 40 JV players this year.
That's great. Well, we'll come right back to the JV right after this break, and we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back. The McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market. And the Coastal Market is our newest grocery store here in Darien.
And former player, James.
Yeah, James McKenzie. He and his wife put that thing together and got it back, and we're tickled to death to have that.
I went shopping in there yesterday. I'm going to fuss at him. They didn't have my selection of grapes.
Uh-oh.
So that was a good problem to have. They were buying them up as fast as they could put them out.
Well, and I got on the Coastal. I know we're probably not supposed to be doing this, but it's okay. We're proud of the Coastal Market. We're glad it's here. I got on the app to look for some. If you go on the Coastal app, they've got free stuff on there all the time.
I
got to
get that app.
I was in there before I came over here. I had to pick up a few things for the house. And I said, well, let me look at the app and see what they got for free. And all the free items were gone. So, they run them for about 5 days, and sometimes they'll have cases of stuff, and I could see empty spots in the store. So everybody's coming to get the free stuff. But that's good. That's good.
I actually found some of those grapes later, but I'm going to not tell him that part.
He's tickled. I'm sure they're doing well. He's always busy. All right. Let's talk about the JV again. Had that little game, but that try game you talked about. Now, who's the next game?
We'll play Brantley County here. It'll be a good crowd for that one. And we've got 59 players when they're all dressed and healthy and whatnot.
Right.
I think we're only dressed like 53 Friday night. But we've got a JV of about 31 to 35 kids.
That's good. That's good.
You could say 40, but some of them may no longer be with us. You never can tell. You know, when a JV kid, they'll show up some weeks, some they don't. The ones that make it usually turn into good varsity football players.
Well, some of them show up thinking it's going to be fun to play football, and then they don't realize how much hard work it is. And it gets tough out there on game day, too.
I think Coach told me we had 31 that haven't missed, and we could have 40 on the team. You don't know if some mama's mad at a kid, if they're sick with COVID or whatnot, or sometimes you can get in trouble at that age because your grades aren't good. They'll start playing ball, and their grades will drop. So they gotta learn how to manage their time. So a lot of variables go into that.
Well, and school always comes first. We got to watch some of your JV players play in the scrimmages, and you've got some talent there too. You've got some young kids that
play well. We're just real young. Last year we had 19 sophomores on the JV and could play with about anybody, honestly. We did.
Yeah,
beat a good Richmond Hill team last year. Played Glen Brunswick really tight, so three-point ball games. This year we're much younger. We have 10 eighth graders on the team. We have 20 ninth graders on the team, and so that's 28. And then there's fully dressed. There's about 8 tenth graders when they're all there. So pretty young.
That's good. Well, that's your feeder program.
Yep.
And then of course, there's no telling how many kids are in the rec program too. That and we'll get to see those at one of these home games too.
Notice I said middle school eighth graders were with us because we.
I noticed that
a lot of the middle school games were canceled because of COVID. The Glen games were canceled. The Wayne County games were canceled. So then we had to cancel against Waycross, and Snelson Middles canceled against us. So we decided the rec league lets the seventh and sixth graders play rec ball. They don't have any trouble playing.
Right.
But we didn't want our eighth graders to miss, so they've been playing JV ball and having a good time.
That's good. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, who's next on the schedule after Bryan County?
Claxton.
We have to travel up to the Pecan Grove, don't we?
We do. 303 College Street. How I remember that, can't remember my name sometimes.
I've been there several times. And every time I've been to that game, it's rained.
Didn't my first year here.
And in between the bricks, when it rains, it holds the water. Yeah, the stadium's tight, and the field doesn't drain well. So it can be very, very sloppy. But that's another big region game. Who were your outstanding players in this last game against Charlton County?
Well, I'd have to go with Austin Crosby first because he played both ways. He had a 13 carries, 120 yards, and a touchdown on offense. And then he had 3 solo tackles and 6 assists on defense.
Wow.
So that was pretty good. So you had Austin. The tackles on offense, Tristan Rahon and Danny Thomas had a pretty good ball game. We struggled a little bit in the middle. And then on defense, Blake Linton had a stellar game. He had, I think, 7.5 tackles. Will Jones had, I think, 6.5 with a tackle for loss and a sack.
So yeah.
Those are some of the better ones that stood out.
I remember calling Blake's name several times, and he probably had a slobber knocker on one tackle on the hit.
Yeah, that was his head coach blitzing him. I thought the play was going to be ran in the middle, I guessed right. And,
yeah.
That was a difference in size. He had come out for a play, but he's tough, man. He came back in, and that kid was hurting, too. They hit each other like two trains.
They did. You could hear that one all over the stadium. So that was pretty good. JV players, who you got there that are outstanding young men that we're going to see in the future?
Neil West, ninth grade quarterback, is very explosive. He gives us a different play style with a mobile quarterback. He does different than, say, my son, who's one of the other JV quarterbacks. Brett's more of a pro style game manager, a good arm. Neil can tuck the ball down and make a plate of nothing.
Yeah.
Brett, my son's pretty structurally sound, knows the game pretty well. And we've got big Derek Irons at defensive end. We have RJ at another defense. Our defensive end position looks pretty good. And I really like our three linebackers that are playing right now. They're going to be tough. In fact, some of them have gotten some varsity playing time. Jackson Coley is one of them. Andrew Roberson's another. I've got Jalen Dallas at safety, who's played some in the varsity game mm-hmm. this year. Reggie Stevens, who's a pretty good little wing back for us. We've got some talent coming up.
That's good. And, of course, Jackson's daddy used to play for Charlton County yeah. years ago. So I wonder if he had mixed emotions about that game when they were here. Sure I saw him in the stands. So.
I didn't play Jackson Friday night. I had evaluated Jackson in the varsity game, and he's played a lot of JV. I had a senior that we hadn't got to evaluate. So when he got time to sub, I didn't play Jackson Friday. I let the senior come in so the coaches could get some evaluation time on him.
Okay.
Well, I guess there'll be a battle this week for who's going to get going to game first.
Well, that's good. Competition is good. Makes everybody better. Well, Coach, well, we can put Charlton County game behind us, and we're looking forward to Bryan County on Friday night.
Yeah, we need to go 1-0 in the region and get a good start for
them. We do. So let's have a good week of practice here and get ready and to go Bucks. And thanks to everyone for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off. And go Bucks!
Go Bucks!